علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 151st sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam draws our attention towards some of the important aspects to consider in management. And we will see, if we pay attention to what Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us, then definitely our management skills and the way we address issues in our process of management will change and will become diverse and very effective. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon says, ثم إنكم معشر العرب أغراض بلايا قد اقترب. That O Arabian people, O people of the Arabs, or O Arabs, you are the aim of various trials and tests which have come close to you. So be careful.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon is drawing our attention to an important issue with regards to what kind of attitude we have to have when slowly and gradually, as a community, as a society, or as an institute, you begin to progress. Now, these Arabian people at that time, now which group of Arabs was this? Was this before the coming of Imam Ali alayhi salam as a caliph, or after Imam Ali alayhi salam became the caliph? We don't know exactly when this sermon was given by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And which group of Arabs was this? Even that is not clear. But what is clear is that at that time, the Arabian population and the Arabian Peninsula and the Muslim world was expanding. And therefore, with the expansion of the Muslim world, definitely the influence of the Arabs was increasing in different ways, and the blessings that the Arabian population was getting was also increasing in a way. So that means that there were certain types of, you can say, tests that were possible, that would affect this Arabian population. As such, Imam Ali alayhi salam is keeping them aware and making them precautious with regards to the coming future ahead of them. And mostly these threats that could affect this group would be the internal threats. You see, and the internal threats are those that, for example, when a society feels that they have got, they have progressed properly and that they have developed to a certain degree. And once they have that feeling, then they become what we call conceited with regards to their achievements. This is a very big threat. The external threats are there, but these internal threats where a person starts to feel conceited about their developments and about their progress, it can cause a lot of damage and can reduce the effectivity of that community. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to say is that, O people, don't just bank your capacities, don't just focus on what you have and what you've done, but rather be aware of what is going to happen also in the near future. If you just focus on what you have and what you have become and the progress that you have achieved, you will not be in a position to challenge the threats that are going to face you in the future. And those threats are very, very crucial. In any society that is growing, such tests would come. It is the basic, you can say, corollary of progress that challenges come. Otherwise, if there is no specific challenge, whether internal or external, we can't call that development to be kind of a progress, because it's when you progress is when you, whenever you progress is when you cross a challenge, you kind of leave behind a difficulty. You see, that's definitely that's the definition of progress. So keeping in mind that, don't be just happy with what you have and see, have a little bit of foresight to see ahead. This is an important issue that we need to focus about and discuss about, inshallah. And we will develop our discussions on these directions. If you have experience with societies, if you have experience with institutes that have started and then they start to progress, you will also yourself notice that the very moment that an institute begins to become happy of what they have done, just happy in the sense that not that they are happy and they are also thinking about the future, they're just okay with what they have, that is exactly when that institute starts to crumble and it starts to lose track and direction. So you need to have that courage to always be able to look into the future and see the challenges ahead. Just like, you know, a beautiful statement by Nelson Mandela. And right now, as you know, South Africa is doing a great job in fighting against oppression. When he finally was freed from the prison and he was able to, lay the foundations of a powerful and a good government for that capacity of leadership, he says that we have just, as we climb this mountain and this hill, ahead of us we see other peaks and other hills that we still need to climb. This is the attitude that we also need to have, that once you finish one peak, when you look ahead, you see there are other peaks that you still need to conquer. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we apply these teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه